Bradford's Catalyst Center is one step closer to becoming a reality. On Tuesday evening, John Picard, the founder and managing director of consulting firm Accolade Innovations Inc., provided counsel with an update on the progress toward creating a business and operational plan for the center. Later, during Committee of the Whole, counselors voted to move ahead with Accolade and for staff to provide a final report at a later date. Picard said the creation of the center is expected to provide support targeted to business startups, early-stage entrepreneurs and small business operators, provide access to business funding, and address demand for collaborative training, networking, meeting and event space. In addition, the center is expected to help fill the gap from lack of local co-working or flexible smaller office space. The center would aim to develop a collaborative ecosystem whereby industry, small business, entrepreneurs, startups, government, academia and venture capital can intersect to create community, spark innovation and stimulate economic growth, Picard said in his presentation. The town's Office of Economic Development aims to create the center in the downtown core, which Ward 4 Count. Joseph Giordano questioned. He suggested there might be more room, a hop, skip and a jump from the downtown area. There's something about these places, there's an energy to them, a vibe to them, and we think that is best delivered downtown, said Picard, adding the additional crowd could be beneficial to other nearby businesses as well, such as restaurants. Ward 3 Count. Ben Verkake agreed that it's important to attract business to downtown. We need to revitalize our downtown. We need to concentrate our efforts on trying to get business down there, Verkake said, but wondered what would keep startups and small businesses from moving on to other municipalities once they get going. One of the features of a center like this is it starts to build an ecosystem in the community. The bigger it gets and the more robust it gets, the less reason there is for entrepreneurs to wander away, Picard said. In cooperation with a project steering committee, the consultant identified 8 potential models for the town to consider, including makerspace, industrial makerspace, trades and skills training center, commercial kitchen, co-working space, entrepreneurship hub, incubator, accelerator. The consultant recommended a combined co-working space and entrepreneurship hub with a fully equipped shared office space which could be rented out to provide professional office amenities, modest meeting and event space for members and the community, and to offer professional mentorship, training, programming, and events for entrepreneurs. They also recommended a public-private partnership with a not-for-profit to act as an anchor tenant in the targeted 5,000 SQFT. 465 SQM, space with professional management. Longer-term plans could include a childcare partner. The consultant proposed that the center could also charge admission to programming such as boot camps for entrepreneurs at any stage, boot camps for food-specific businesses, a weekly mentorship program and accelerator programs for female entrepreneurs and newcomers. Ward 1 Count. Geraldine Duhaney asked how the town can ensure the center is accessible to people of all income demographics, and questioned the possibility of subsidies. Is there an opportunity to have free time, free services? Yeah, I think that is possible. The way to do that is through sponsorships. We could go and get the big corporations in town to buy a chunk of time, and we have, say, 6 hours a week where people can come and use that time, Picard said. In a report about the center presented to Committee of the Whole, Michael DeSano, manager of economic development, noted that Bradford has approximately 2,400 self-employed individuals, and approximately 1,000 registered businesses, 83% of which have between 1 and 9 employees. The report projected initial costs could be evenly split 3 ways between the town, the tenant and government funding. During discussion of the report, Ward 5 Count. Peter Farragini asked if the consultant would investigate combining the center with the proposed social services hub planned for 177 Church Street. It's open sky right now. We'll be looking at all options, DeSano said. In response to concerns about available space, Mayor James LeDuc expressed appreciation for looking at all options, but favored the downtown. "It's not about building a building, it's about using space in the downtown core that might be available to us. To bring young entrepreneurs downtown, that will bring a vibe downtown. One day, maybe we'll get the next Bill Gates coming out that door," LeDuc said. DeSano confirmed that staff will be exploring any and all options, including combining the business hub with the social services hub if there's enough space, "but, I think you need to be mindful that we're really trying to create a business hub with this model," he said. In creating the plan, the consultant spoke with ecosystem partners, those already providing support to entrepreneurs in Bradford, Simcoe County, York Region and Ontario, the public library, commercial real estate experts, community partners, colleges, municipalities, government agencies, the Bradford Board of Trade Leadership, town council members, Swan Bradford, Successful Women Always Networking, prospective content and programming partners and prospective co-working space management partners. Picard said a draft business plan is being developed and expected to be presented to the steering committee on June 12, and based on the committee's feedback, a final plan is expected to be presented to council on June 26. Only after the plan is finalized will the town look at options for implementation. The process is expected to begin sometime in 2024.